I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, Fulani herdsmen attacked a Bible translator participating in the Wycliffe Bible Translators movement and killed him in his home in Cameroon. Angus Abraham Fung was providing refuge for others who had escaped an earlier attack. Fung's wife and another person who was staying in the home managed to escape. The attack is likely related to the escalating conflict in Cameroon. Effie Tembon of Oasis Network for Community Transformation tells us.
One of the big issues there is that the government, with a more international pressure getting on the Cameroon government, they have been trying to provoke a religious war to just create chaos.
We're laying out the details of the conflict in Cameroon and this attack at our website. But for now, would you pray for Fung's wife and the rest of Cameroon?
Pray that God will help intervene to resolve the conflict that many people who are suffering.
And host countries are pressuring Syrian refugees, saying things are safe enough now that they can return home. But is that actually the case? Nuna of Triumphant Mercy says although there are some economic reasons that refugees might want to stay in their host countries, there's also real danger back home. Pressure to move on is taking its toll on already struggling refugees.
People started to feel safe. People started to feel that they can start a life, that they got out of the trauma. And now, with everything, the trauma's back. So now they sleep not knowing if at 4 in the morning the camp will not be surrounded by the military to just come and take people to prison.
Pray for refugees making impossible decisions about their future and ask God to grant wisdom and strength to partnering ministries like Triumphant Mercy. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.